human activity is throwing more than 30 billion tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere every year. About a quarter of those emissions are absorbed back into the Earth's oceans. As Gretchen Hoffman, a professor at UC Santa Barbara, says in a new NOVA documentary, at first, scientists thought that was a good thing.
Everyone thought, oh, perfect. This is a service that the ocean is performing for us, storing the gas that we're releasing as it's a pollutant. It's a product of our activities. And so everybody thought, ooh, this is awesome.
Turns out it's not so awesome. In fact, all that CO2 is changing the ocean's delicate chemistry. It's making the water more acidic. The NOVA film is called Lethal Seas, and it premieres tonight on PBS stations around the country. Joining us to talk about it is one of the marine biologists from the film, Leticia Plaisance. Leticia, welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So first of all, I wonder if you could just sort of give us a brief explanation as to why the addition of huge amounts of carbon to the atmosphere is ending up making our oceans more acidic.
When the carbon dioxide enters the water, the carbon dioxide reacts with water molecule to form an acid, and this reaction also releases hydrogen ions. So this reaction not only acidifies the water because of the acid, but also decreases the amount of carbonate, which is the shell mineral needed for most marine organisms to build their shells and skeletons.
Hmm. And I think what's surprising is the rate of the acidification of the oceans. I mean, in the NOVA documentary, we hear that it's increasing by 5% every decade. Is that surprising to you, how fast that is?
It was surprising at first. So ocean acidification is a very new field of science, very vibrant. And only 10 years ago, we were very focused on other global threats caused by carbon dioxide. And we did not realize that ocean acidification was going much faster than anything that we had anticipated. The rate at which it's happening is unprecedented for the last 300 million years.
Mm. And of course, one of the places in which we're seeing what could potentially be the devastating effects of ocean acidification are on coral reefs around the world. First of all, I mean, you've done many scientific dives on healthy and damaged reefs, but can you just describe to us what it's like to be in the water in a reef ecosystem that's still healthy? What is it like?
Actually, diving on a coral reef sometimes makes me think being a part of an animated cartoon with all sorts of extravagant life, interacting with each other. And it's very impressive to think that some of those coral colonies have been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years.
I mean, I think many people, when they hear you say that, think of Finding Nemo, for example. But they did do a wonderful job in sort of depicting how teeming with life a healthy reef system should be. It contrasts that to some of the damaged and dying reef systems that you've done dives around. What is that like?
So, for example, this coral reef in Papua New Guinea that we've been exploring that is naturally acidifying, the difference between healthy and acidified is striking. As we swim from the healthy coral reef to the acidified coral reef, the first thing that I noticed when I first dove there a few years ago was that we were losing the color, we were losing the movement in the water. And instead of having all sorts of shapes around of corals, branching corals and fish interacting all together, we were having a greenish, almost moon-like landscape in the acidified reef. We can see very clearly that we are losing the diversity as we are moving towards acidified reef, up to a certain point where the reef is no longer able to develop, and so we are losing coral altogether.
Mm. Now, this reef in Papua New Guinea that you were just talking about, that is a naturally acidified reef, right, because of volcanic activity. What are you learning about ocean acidification from this place where it's happening naturally?
Right, so this coral reef really provide us with a natural gradient in pH that mimic the acidification that we're expecting for 50 to 100 years today.
So it's like looking into the future.
Yeah, completely. It's a window in the future.
Mm. Now, coral reefs, as you point out in the NOVA documentary, are very, very significant ecosystems, because the coral, the organisms that make up the coral themselves are sort of at the bottom or the base of the food chain in the places where these reefs grow. So if, you know, if the reefs themselves are killed or damaged, that has an effect all the way up through the food chain to other animals, fish, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's very important to understand that even those coral reefs are very far away from us, for example, they do play a central role in the ocean and in our livelihood. A surface as little as 0.1% of the surface of the ocean, they hold one quarter of all marine diversity, about 1 million species. So with such an abundance of life, it's easy to understand that reef organisms play very important roles. And for example, in the United States, about half of the fisheries depend at one point or the other of their life cycle on healthy coral reef.
Hmm. There is a scientist in the NOVA documentary who says that the truth is we don't really know what the impact of ocean acidification is going to be on all sorts of marine ecosystems. At this point in time, it's too early to tell. Now, you can take that as being, you know, potentially hopeful or sort of raising an alarm that the impact could be broad and vast. So how concerned are you?
Well, I am concerned. I also do think that there is hope and that we can turn things around and take the appropriate decisions to make sure that we do have coral reef by the end of this century. But we also have to think about all those services that the ocean is providing us. And for example, just as we speak here, every second breath that I take comes from the ocean and comes from organisms that produce this oxygen I'm breathing, phytoplankton. And those organisms are already suffering from ocean acidification. So not only is it important to preserve the reef because it's a beautiful ecosystem, but also because it's a very important ecosystem for our livelihood.
Well, Leticia Plaisance is a marine biologist and research scientist at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History. She's talking to us about the new NOVA documentary, Lethal Seas. It airs tonight on PBS stations around the country, and we have more information about it at hereandnow.org. Leticia Plaisance, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.